Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the American Red Cross is Kelly Reamer. How are you today, Kelly?
Doing great, Kevin.
Yes, glad
happy
to have
to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you on the program once again with us. And this time around, kind of an urgent message because, you know what, we've had some snow and we've had the holidays, and that means that once again, there's an urgent need for blood, isn't there?
That is correct. Winter is upon us, folks, and we are definitely in our needed time. We're urging everyone right now to know that we have an urgent need for blood and platelet donations to help prevent a shortage of blood products this month. Donations are needed now to reverse the declining supply and to help ensure that we have the blood supply available that we need for our patients.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I know, when you get into the holiday season and winter season, people don't travel quite as much and they don't want to get out. But this is a time to do so, as you mentioned, especially now there are certain types of blood you're really in need of. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We're definitely, obviously, every blood type is important to
right.
us. But yes, those of most importance are people with types O, AB, and B negative, as well as A negative blood types. They are urged to make an appointment. They can go online at redcrossblood.org, or they can call us at 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Okay, now those types of blood, the O, A, B, B, and A negative, those are rare, but I think, is it the O one that's kind of a universal donor?
That's correct. Our O negative is going to be the universal blood type
right.
that can be transfused to patients that have any blood type. And the O positive is the most common that can be transferred to any positive blood types.
Okay. Now, we mentioned blood, but we also mentioned platelets. Tell us a little bit about platelets. What are we talking about when we talk about platelets, Kelly?
Absolutely. The platelets,
mm-hmm.
those are when, think of a cancer patient. You
okay.
lose the ability of that clotting agent when you have and go through chemotherapy. So the platelet donations are going to help those patients. I always try to put a person,
right.
you know, with the blood product to show who that's going to go for.
Okay.
And that is really, really needed in addition.
All right. Now, speaking of addition, you know, it doesn't take much to remedy the shortage we have of blood right now, does it?
That's right. A shortage, we can avert it if you put two more donors above what's currently expected at any of our blood drives. If you come in and donate in January, which happens to be our National Blood Donor Month, then we can hopefully help avert the shortage that may be pending.
That's it. Just two more people. Then I know when I come out to the East Dallas one, the average number's around between 75, 85, maybe 90. But you know what? Two more people added to that one and two more to every other blood drive. And you know what? We can avert the shortage. I like that. That doesn't take much, does it?
That's right. When you put it out that way, you know, every little bit helps, and we know everybody's time is very valuable.
Yeah.
We'll also be offering, once again, we have our Rapid Pass,
mm-hmm.
where donors can log in online at redcrossblood.org/RapidPass, all one word, and they can eliminate some time by doing their pre-donation reading material and answering their health history questions. It has to be the day of the blood drive, though, so that will have to be that morning or, you know, afternoon, whenever you plan on coming in that day, you'd want to complete it at that point.
All right. Now, there's also an app, I understand.
That's correct. You can go online and go and search through your app store by texting. You can do blood app or 90999 for the link to download. It makes it very easy, convenient. You can go on, schedule your appointment, track your donation, and even, you know, see the journey of where your blood is going
wow.
in our different steps. So it's a very neat tool for donors to utilize.
Amazing. We'll use all that. And again, the next blood drive, the Taos Community Blood Drive, is coming up when?
It is coming up next week,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday. No, I'm talking November here, January
wow.
the 20th.
Yeah.
And that's running from 11 to 5.
That's right. So mark that time accordingly. I know we've made that switch in time and day. It's a Wednesday. It used to be on Mondays all the time. It's on a Wednesday from 11 till 5, but at the same location, the Knights of Columbus Hall there.
That is correct.
That's right. Now, again, more donors are needed. And, you know, there isn't too much in the way of restrictions for blood donors, is there?
Right. You know, a lot of people, it's a big education on learning what you can come in. Of course, if you're having any flu-like symptoms, cold symptoms, probably not your day to donate. But if anyone would like to, you know, find out before they come in, please give us a call at 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit us on the web, redcrossblood.org, and hopefully get those answers or questions answered in order to come in and donate.
No doubt about it. But do give blood Wednesday, January 20th, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m., Knights of Columbus Hall on Newman Street in East Dallas. This month, once again, the month of January, National Blood Donor Month. And from the American Red Cross, Kelly Reamer. Kelly, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you very much, Kevin.